2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:31.
It is 31 degrees.
Drives easy like Sunday morning right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
I like that old reference there. We are following a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Coronavirus-related shutdowns are really taking a toll on our economy.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage with the numbers from a disappointing jobs report.
The 701,000 jobs lost last month is only the beginning. Much of the monthly report released by the Labor Department is based on data collected before most stay-at-home orders took maximum effect. 10 million Americans have filed new claims for unemployment benefits. In layoffs, coronavirus has been indiscriminate, cutting jobs across the entire private sector, and the unemployment rate jumped nearly a full percentage point to 4.4%.
Wall Street has been preparing for this jobs report, which was probably reflecting big losses on previous trading days. So far this morning, it's been much calmer. However, just in the last few minutes, for whatever reason, the markets really have taken a turn down. The Dow now off 252 points. That's a little over 1%. The S&P down 22. The NASDAQ this hour is down by 62. And, of course, we'll have more coming up at 8:55 here on KSL.
One industry suffers a surprising drop in the latest jobs report.
KSL's top national stories. Back to Sean Michael Lyle, who's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the loss of 700,000 jobs in March includes a big decline in the medical industry, which seems odd. Hospitals are crying for reinforcements as they battle coronavirus. But TD Ameritrade's J.J. Keenahan tells who's out of work now.
All the dentist offices that have closed across the country, physicians' offices that are outside hospitals that have closed.
Elective surgeries have been shut down. Now, some of the most qualified of those workers have transitioned to hospital care. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi creating a select committee to investigate coronavirus response. She says it's for oversight of the trillions of dollars authorized by Congress.
The panel will root out waste, fraud, and abuse. It will protect against price gouging, profiteering, and political favoritism.
Republicans say the relief bill already established an oversight committee. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And a global poll of doctors finds one-third found that hydroxychloroquine is the most effective treatment for COVID-19. However, Sermo found 23% of U.S. doctors are using the treatment, far less than the rest of the world. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will look, sound, and feel differently this weekend. Here's KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
This conference will be different in the first place because of this invitation from President Russell M. Nelson last October.
I hope that every member and every family will prepare for a unique conference that will commemorate the very foundations of the restored gospel.
And all church members are invited to a special Saturday night session about the restoration. But the rest of General Conference will look very different because of coronavirus. No tabernacle choir in the seats behind all the general authorities and officers of the church. No crowd of thousands. Instead, just a handful of people speaking and praying at each session in an auditorium on Temple Square for a broadcast. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
All General Conference sessions will air live on KSL News Radio, including the special Saturday night session. Check us out online at kslnewsradio.com or ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And remember to check out the First Vision Bicentennial Special on Sunday at noon with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.